Jocelyn Rome. She's on the line. She's co-chair of Limud Johannesburg. Jocelyn, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, only a pleasure. Listen, I've always loved Limud. I've always found it's enriched my Jewish identity. It's challenged me and sure as hell never been boring. And yeah, you've got a big Limud event happening soon. And I thought you could maybe talk to us about Limud in knockdown. Yeah, yes. How are you managing it?
Well, Limud is going online. So I'm so glad you have been before and hopefully we'll be there again this week on Sunday. Limud is going online. Our motto is usually taking you one step further on your Jewish journey. And here we are bringing Limud one step closer to you. So we are having a Zoom conference on Sunday the 17th of May from 2 to 6 South African time. We're going to showcase 33 presenters in 4 slots of 7 presenters each. And essentially it's going to be something like our greatest hits. We've got people who've been before who were wonderful and people loved them and couldn't get enough of. And also people who've wanted to come and we couldn't get them here for various reasons. So we've got people speaking from Israel, from the States, from England, from Cape Town, from Johannesburg, from all over the world.
I'm going to put you on the spot and tell you to highlight 2 or 3. Just give us a sense, a taste of who's going to be speaking about what.
Okay, so I mean really it's an amazing program we've got and we've put together and you can tailor it to suit your interests. I don't know how to choose 2 or 3, but I can tell you we've got a wonderful array of presenters from Israel. We've got Yossi Klein Halevi, who's a journalist, who's going to be talking about his book, Letters to My Palestinian Neighbor. Also from Israel, we've got Gil Hovav, a culinary expert and a chef, and he's going to be talking about his grandfather's story, Eliezer Ben Yehuda, which is the story of the Hebrew language.
Absolutely, yes.
Locally, we've got also Jonathan Anser's going to be talking about his book about apartheid spies. Obviously, we've got a very COVID-related influence. We've got text, halachic Torah responses. Nathan Lopez-Cardoza is going to be talking about the religious meaning of coronavirus and the threats and opportunities. And Ona Dina Roth from Joburg is going to be talking about social intimacy in a world gone awry. Nechama Goldman-Barash is going to be talking about mikveh in the time of corona.
And that's what I love about Limud. It just absolutely spans the entire spectrum of everything. I mean, from food to politics and to everything in between. It really is a remarkable event if you open yourself up to it. Let's talk Tachlis. How does one see online what the programs are, what the costs are, etc.?
Right. So you can go to www.elimud.org. www.limud.org.za. You can click on register for Elimud, or also above that there will be a button you can click on to see the program, and you can get the full array as well as the synopses, bios, titles of all the presenters. And in the Elimud way, it's about choice. If you don't like something, you go to something else. So that caters for everybody. Cost, we've tried to keep it as low as possible. The cost is 180 rand. And for those of us who are affected by COVID, we've got a special price of 18 rand. So we really don't want anyone to not come because of cost. And for those people that are a bit afraid of the technology, if you can use Zoom, we can help you and you can manage it. It's not a difficult thing once you're on.
A comment and a question, just a comment. I mean, that is so way more reasonable than normal Limud would be, that 180 is, you know, with pleasure. Take it any time. Secondly, are these sessions going to be interactive in any way at all, or is it just sort of a one-way delivery of information?
Well, one of Limud's important values is participation. So in as much as we can make, obviously, you know, the beauty and the magic of Limud is the robust discussion and the face-to-face.
100%.
And we can't replicate that in entirety, but what we can do is we're going to have some use of the chat and people ask as a controlled way of asking questions and sharing. And hopefully that we will be able to capture some of that great participative spirit.
Jocelyn Rome, I wish you lots of luck for your session on Sunday. I certainly will be one of your participants. I must just get up there and register and go to the
great
website to and do it.
Great to hear. And hopefully see you on your video screen.
I might join with audio only. We've been talking about haircuts and the fact that they haven't been allowed for quite some time. I'm not sure if video is exactly the correct, yeah, not sure we want to go there. But Jocelyn, thank you so very much for talking to us, and see you Sunday.
Thanks, Simon. Bye-bye.